I'm Ange.
I'm Bev.
And welcome to Fuck It, We're 50.
So our last episode was Empty Nest.
Yes.
And we talked about some ideas and ways to combat that empty nest syndrome.
Yeah. Like, and depressed about it. Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, there was part of that, though, too, which said about keeping your friends and do more with your friends.
Yes.
Which I think ties in with our girls' trips, weekends. And it doesn't always have to be a weekend. We did a day trip, you know, to go through store shopping.
A couple times now. We did the Day of Caring. That was a day. We went, like, to Lewistown State College. That was a day. Like, you don't have to make it a big thing or even expensive thing. There's all kinds of free stuff. You just drive and do something.
Right. Our trip to the beach, though, of course, too, it's not expensive.
Not at all.
Because if you have, well, there's four of us that are going to go in this trip.
Yeah.
Yeah. And when you split the cost.
Very reasonable.
Yeah. And we don't select the fanciest restaurants to eat at.
Right.
I mean, if you choose to, you can. But it all depends on each individual and what they want to spend.
Right. Last time I ate a piece of pizza at 10 o'clock at night.
Yeah, on the boardwalk. But I think, too, just talking with my husband about that, the importance of maintaining those relationships and doing some of these things. Now, when I say my own opinion of that, I'm sure that there are females out there, some who are comfortable being with their spouse all the time, being at home all the time, who aren't looking for some of those things.
Right.
And I wouldn't say that's unique at all. I'm sure there's lots
wrong.
Of people.
Like, if that's what you want to do, whatever you want to do, you should be able to do it. If you want to go with your friends, there shouldn't be anybody holding you back, though.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I've always said that to Troy because he's not really a beach person. He'll go to the beach if I present it and say, hey, I really want to go, but he's not going to hang out on the beach as much as I want to.
Right. He was probably like, oh, yes, she finally has somebody to go to the beach with, so I don't have to go with her anymore. Right? Yeah.
But so another piece of this, though, in talking with Troy also, just about family members who are getting older and losing their independence, so to speak.
Yeah.
As they give up driving, really at an earlier age than what they really should
have. Yeah.
I don't know about you. Well, you're independent, so. But I'm stubborn and very independent.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to give those things up. I always want to be the one, you know, to do that. If I want to get in the car and go somewhere, I don't want to have to ask somebody to drive me.
No. I've always been like that. I think that's just probably a product of our environment. How we were, because we're both raised kind of similarly. And I think that we just don't want to ask other people for anything. We just want to do it ourselves.
Yeah.
And I'm that way to a fault, to the point where I pushed a lot of people out of my life because I'm just, oh, I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. I'll do it. Not because I think they're incapable of doing it. It's just that I feel like literally a burden to ask anybody to do anything for me. I don't ever want to owe anybody money. I don't want to ever owe anybody a favor. I would almost have to be like half dead on the floor to ask somebody to do something for me because it just is so hard for me to do that.
No, I get exactly what you're saying because, as you said, we were kind of similar. I just always had to do everything myself.
Yes.
Basically taking care of myself.
Right.
As a, earlier than my teen years, yeah. I'd say age 10, 11.
Yeah, exactly.
I really had to take care of myself.
So when you grow up thinking that there's really not anybody there to help you, that you have to do it all on your own, that's just ingrained in you for the rest of your life. Like, oh, this is just how the way life works. You just do everything for yourself.
It's very hard to give that up.
It is. It is.
I have seen it on Troy's face a couple of times when he'll ask me if he can do something for me, and I say, I got it.
Right.
I don't care if it's lifting something heavy, fixing something.
Right.
But recently, I put a new mirror in the boys' bathroom. I took the old one out and put a new one in. And I actually asked him for some help because of the width span in the walls or whatever. I needed a couple of additional pieces of wood just to take the size down the width of it. And I just couldn't handle the drill, getting like in between the two joints, I guess, if you will.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, not to go fully into detail with that. But anyway, he was so happy. He seemed happy that I was like, I need your help. Right. Come like, do this what? For me.
You need me to help you? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but I see what you're saying, though, too, about pushing people away.
Yeah.
Not that you intend to. You don't do it intentionally.
It's not, no, not that at all. It's just that I don't, I just don't want to, I want to do it myself.
Yeah. I have seen the other extreme, though, too.
Where people don't do anything.
Right.
For themselves.
That their spouse does everything.
Yeah.
Even as female.
It's got to be a happy medium somewhere. You can't give up everything or do everything. There has to be somewhere, a happy medium there somewhere.
Yeah. I don't know how they operate that way either. I don't know. But
yeah.
But I just do not want to lose that independence. And it's very common for women as they get older.
Yeah.
Troy knows better.
And they say, like, once you get given up, then you don't go back to it. Like exercising or driving or any of that.
You know what analogy you can pair with that is readers. When you think that you have the slightest need for readers and you start wearing them, you're done.
It's over.
It just goes downhill.
You're always going to need them then.
Yes. Yeah. You can't go back.
Yeah. So I like my readers. That's because I have 8,000 pairs of them and I just have fun with them because I get them cheap at the Dollar Tree.
I don't mind the readers because obviously you can see better, but yeah. My doctor changed my contacts prescription so that
you wouldn't need them.
Right, but I have problems seeing at a distance then. Like if I'm going somewhere foreign to me and I'm trying to read a road sign that I'm not familiar with, I can't read it till I'm on it, which I don't like.
Yeah.
But it eliminates the readers. I have to go back now, but I am at a point now where I could use the readers for some things.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, shit, here we go again.
Right.
So you probably see me with my 8,000 pairs of readers, too, coming up soon.
It's fun. Join the reader band.
Well, the only thing that's nice about readers is that there's so many different styles, and you can just pick and choose and have so many different ones.
Yeah. Now, when you get really, really old, you can get one of those chains that holds the readers around your neck. That's when you know you're old. If you can just pop them up on your head like a pair of sunglasses, that's one thing. But when you get the chain around the neck, that's a whole different story.
Is that when we call ourselves geriatric?
That's when we're geriatric. With our polyester pants and our chained readers around our neck.
No, we made a pack on polyester.
Yeah, no polyester.
So the readers you have to have, I guess, because you need to be able to see. Yeah. It just sucks.
It does.
But yes, that's my analogy for that. Let's talk about your Fort Lauderdale trip, because we're talking about girls' trips. So you actually just got back from the trip.
My sister and I went to Fort Lauderdale. We had a great time. It was actually warmer here in Pennsylvania while we were in Florida than it was while we were in Florida.
That's crazy.
And the wind was, I'm telling you, it was horrible. Like, we were on the beach getting an exfoliation because the wind was just ripping our skin off. So we look at each other like, this is bullshit. This is not fun when you have sand in your mouth, sand in your eyes, sand all over. No. So then we packed up and went back to the pool at the hotel, which it was still windy, but at least you weren't, you know, eating sand.
Right.
So at least I can say I was on the beach in Fort Lauderdale. Now, I've been to Miami before, so Florida beach isn't, to say that I've been on a Florida beach, I've been on Florida beaches. But I wanted to, you know, go to the beach. That's the whole point of going to a beach town, is to go to the beach. But when you're getting completely bombarded with sand, it's not fun. So, you know, we went out to dinner and we went to a few things. And we went on the it's called Jungle Queen. It was like a dinner. It was like a boat that took us around and showed us all these people, billionaires, all their yachts and their houses on the, you know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. With all people with all the money. And then we went to like this private island where they gave us food. We had like ribs and chicken and all kinds of, the food was phenomenal. And then they had this show. Like they had a comedian, they had a singer, they had these Polynesian dancers with the fire and the hula skirts, and they also had animals, like a little zoo kind of thing.
Oh my goodness.
It was really
they had all the of it, everything. Most,
it was the most eclectic experience all in one, and all encompassed in one that I've ever been to, but I would totally do it again. It was really good. And then they take you back to the to where they picked you up. We get back and it just starts pouring down rain. And my sister's been drinking. So I have to drive the rental car, and I haven't driven a car in a really long time. So I'm like, where's the rear view windshield wiper? Chris was like, this is a car, dumbass. They don't have those on cars. I'm like, oh man. So I'm driving, you know, in a city that I don't know, and it's raining out. My sister's drunk. I'm like, this is great. But it was fun. It really was. I got us back safe and sound. And then we got home. Well, Monday, we had to switch planes because apparently our plane was, something was wrong with it. So we got laid over for 4 hours in the Fort Lauderdale airport. Then I got home. And Tuesday, I started not feeling well. And by Wednesday, I felt like I was dying, you know. And so now it's been a week, and I ended up with an ear infection, sinus infection. So now I'm on drugs.
Well, thank goodness. But it's all up top. Yeah, nothing in your chest or anything like that. So thank goodness.
No. But, I mean, airplanes are filthy, disgusting, like cans of flying germs. And everybody is hacking. And sneezing and touching stuff, and it's just
Well, I think we talked about that in the podcast when we came back from Punta Cana,
because you got sick.
Yeah,
you get sick every time you go away.
Well, Troy was the sick one even during the trip where we had to go see the doctor in Punta Cana at the resort. But yes, that's one where I had my incontinence on a plane ride on the way home.
Because of coughing.
Yes, while the girl beside me was talking to her brother, who I'm assuming is a sibling or something, and just saying, boy, everybody on this plane is just coughing and hacking and sick. And I'm trying to contain my cough so I don't sound like I'm picking up what Troy has. In the meantime, pissing my pants.
Right.
Because I can't hold it with the incontinence. It was a freaking shit show.
Oh, God.
But I was sick after we got back, and I had the ear infection, same as you.
Yeah, but you had the ear infection, and then it just, like, never went away.
Oh, yeah, and the ruptured eardrum, and just...
It just kept going and going.
Yeah, it's finally just getting down to normal. But the year before that, we went to Mexico, and when we got back from Mexico, I wasn't feeling well in Mexico, to be honest. So I don't think we picked it up on the plane. I really don't. I think Troy was around a buddy before we left and actually had contracted it. But we both had COVID when we got back.
Yeah.
And that was freaking miserable.
Yeah.
It was a nightmare. But so then, yes, this is a whole topic of conversation. When you come back and you're sick and we're like, what is with going away and getting sick?
Because I said to the girl, the doctor, I said, it wasn't my usual doctor. I had to see a PA because, you know, you got to get in right away.
Right.
And she goes, let me guess, you flew. I said, yeah. She goes, okay. Like, she already knows if you're going to fly, you're going to be sick. So how do you keep that from happening?
Do they suggest wearing a mask on a plane?
I don't know, but I'm going to find out. Because if I fly again, I'm going to wear a hazmat suit, a respirator, an oxygen tank, an ET suit. I don't care, but I'm not going to get sick again.
Well, you know, it's funny that you should say that. Because when we've gone out of the country as we did the last 2 years, we kind of prep in you know, beforehand with
emergency vitamin C and all that stuff.
Airborne
and what all those other things.
Pretty much just vitamin C and zinc.
Yeah.
You know, start taking beforehand, as well as a probiotic.
Right. Just to try to get your immune system way up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And unfortunately,
it didn't work.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
But again, the first trip, though, 2 years ago, I think we had it because I was laying on the beach. And my heart rate, I remember looking at my Fitbit, thinking, why is my heart rate so high? I'm on vacation for crying out loud.
Right.
It's supposed to be stress-free.
Right.
Not a fucking thing to worry about.
Right.
And my heart rate was so high. And when I say high, it was high for me, like running on an average of like 74, 75. That's high for me.
Yeah.
I couldn't understand it. But now, after that, now I recognize that it was because I had it starting the day before we left is where it really hit me. So, yeah. I mean,
okay.
We'd already ingested the germs before we hit the flight.
Yeah.
And unfortunately,
you think about planes, it's you're recirculating all that air and all the people, and right. They do not have time between passengers to clean properly.
Well, exactly. What was funny about that trip on the way home from Mexico is we wore masks on the way home because I said to Troy, I said, I'm not taking a chance on getting COVID or anything from anybody else. And here I'm the one that's fine with COVID and him.
Right.
You know, we both tested positive when we got back. So I'm thinking, shame on us. But who knew? I mean,
we wouldn't have known. But I do think that they do suggest to wear masks. And I know there's two schools of thought, like, do the mask work? Don't the mask work? I don't know. But I do know next time I'm wearing one.
Yes, I would agree. Yeah. I believe I will too. Even if it gives me a smidgen of protection.
Right.
Because I'm like, it depends on, well, I can't even say that because I don't know if they work or not. I don't know if they do anything for you. I just know that we were all sick and tired of wearing them at the time that we were being forced to wear them.
Yeah. But this is your choice. Right. So I'm choosing to wear one. I'll probably wear two or three.
Right.
But I was even, like, I had my sanitizer. I was sanitizing. But you just don't know. Any orifice. Like, or if even if you have a cut on your finger, if you pick up a germ, it's going in your body and you're done. So.
Yeah. So I guess you really got to weigh the consequences of going on a trip.
I'm going to wear gloves. I'm going to wear, you know, the suits they wore on E.T. when they went in. And they had the big thing with the mask and the, yeah, I'm wearing that.
Like an astronaut suit?
Yeah, like an astronaut suit.
Okay.
You'll see me going through airport security in an astronaut suit. Goodness gracious. I do love to fly, though. I love to fly. It's such a great way to get around.
Damn.
Yeah. I do. I'd fly more if I had the money to do that.
I'm okay with it. And honestly, after last year, we were so over that trip. And by the time we got home, that I said, you know what? I don't know if I want to go next year. Because we go in November. We go around Thanksgiving because Troy coaches soccer. High school soccer, and then you never know if you're going to get into their playoffs and things like that. So we plan later around the Thanksgiving time, and I don't want to go in December. It's too close to Christmas.
Right.
But I remember saying to him, I don't care if we ever leave the country again. I really don't.
Right.
But now we're already planning.
Are you?
Yes.
For this year.
And we have a couple who are looking to go for the first time out of the country. And so we suggested maybe going together.
You can help them out.
Yeah, well, the nice thing about them is they like their time alone too.
Yeah.
Like we wouldn't be up each other's asses. Okay. Like we could meet up and have dinner.
Entertain couple of people. Yeah.
No. And if you stay at the same resort or whatever, there's plenty to do that you're not.
Right. Well, that's good.
Constantly with each other, you go and do your own thing. But if you want to have dinner together one night or something, or meet up for lunch, or hang out at the beach, whatever, or if they got activities, so it might be kind of nice.
Yeah,
you know. So we'll see. But long story short, guess we're looking at going again.
Okay. So, third time's a charm.
Oh please,
don't get sick.
Lord help me. I don't know. And you and I have talked about a cruise.
Yeah.
That's probably a germ.
Well, remember few years ago when like all those people were getting stomach viruses?
Yes.
Like it was bad. Yeah. So that's scary.
We really have to contemplate. So do you think time of the season makes a difference too? Like summer versus winter?
I don't know. I think anytime you get a whole bunch of people in a place where you can't go anywhere. I mean, you're on a boat, on a plane, whatever. There's going to be problems. There's going to be germs. And if one person has something, then it just goes phew, like wildfire. Because it just gets spread around, spread around, spread around. You know what I mean?
Well, in November is a terrible time because you're in the winter season.
And it's already starting up for the flu and all that.
Right.
You're already getting into that season, so yeah.
Okay.
So maybe we don't want to go on a cruise.
I really want to go on a cruise, though.
I do, too. I want to get, like, a few days or something. Not a 7-8 day cruise because I don't know if I'll like
it. Yeah, for, like, your first one, I think you need to do, like, a 3 or 4 day max. Like, because you really... If you don't like it and you're on there for 8 or 10 days, you're going to be miserable.
You know, we're going to have to plan this out. And if we're going to leave from Maryland or New York City, that area, then... But I think we should do the summertime.
Okay.
Or around it where it's warm.
Yeah.
Because depending on what port or where it would go, if you do a short trip, just to get the experience of being on a boat.
Right. Exactly. Just make sure you really like it before you commit to something longer.
Yeah, we're going to have to look into that.
Yeah.
Since we're not going to go glamping.
That makes me so mad. I was really, really, really psyched up for that. And then they closed that glamping thing down. Like that, it blows my mind, first of all, because that was like, I don't see how they couldn't have made money on that.
Now, this was in New York.
In New York City.
City, yeah.
Yeah.
And it nobody has bought the place over.
Not yet. I keep looking.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. But anyway, as we're talking, though, so yes, there's just so many things that you can do with friends, and I think that's important. But I think that keeps a big part of your independence, though, too.
Right. Right.
So we're going to be 70s and... We'll still be going off.
Yeah. Hey, I told you when we had the yard sale on Saturday and I used that walker to get back into the garage, it wasn't that bad. I could totally see myself doing that. So I'm ready. I'm just going to keep it. That way I have it.
Oh, my gosh. No. Oh, that's so far off.
Well, it'll give me time to, like, bedazzle it and get it all ready for me.
There you go.
When I'm ready.
I hope we don't need walkers.
Right. It's inevitable. You live long enough, you're going to need a walker.
Oh, I hope not.
So I want that to happen. I want to have to use a walker.
All right, that's your new thing. So these rainy days, like this weekend's supposed to rain all weekend.
I could be bedazzling my walker.
Right.
Yeah.
I'll text you. What are you up to? Bedazzling my walker.
Bedazzling my walker.
Oh, goodness. I don't want to think about that. Walker. I'm trying to do everything I can not to have to...
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Use devices.
You do want to try to stave that off as long as possible, but I think inevitably, if you live long enough, you're going to need it.
Well, I said that. I don't understand why we brought into the world as an infant and you go out as an infant.
Yeah.
Essentially, if you can't take care of yourself.
Pooping in your pants.
Oh.
You're pooping in your pants when you come in. You're pooping in your pants when you go out.
Well, at the same time, no, that is a blessing.
Yeah.
If you can live that long.
Right, because a lot of people don't get that.
Usually a blessing, yeah.
Yeah.
As long as you're not dealt a handful of bad cards of health. Yeah.
My grandma's in a hospital bed for years, a couple of years before she passed away. She hated it.
Oh, really?
But she was never really much of a... She liked to read a lot. I think once she wasn't able to read anymore, that really... made it worse for her, but she was much of a go away, go anywhere type of person, so she was perfectly fine sitting in her room and read a book.
But yeah, when you're used to doing something like on a regular schedule or routine, something you enjoy, really love, and then you can't, I can't imagine. Yeah. I don't want to imagine, put it that way.
It's depressing. Yeah.
I don't know. I still think in my head I can do cartwheels, but I can't. So I guess we've already approached.
Have you tried?
To be fair, no.
Okay. See? You can. You might be able to.
I don't know. I wouldn't try without rubber mats on the floor.
Right.
When I say rubber, no. Really thick mats.
Right. Comfy. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I don't know. You know how it is. You know, we're in our 50s, but mentally I think I'm like 20.
Yeah. I do. Your brain thinks one thing, your body tells you a whole different story.
Yeah.
I wrecked the yard yesterday for like an hour and a half. So today I go to put my shirt on. I'm like, oh my God. The backs of my arms hurt so bad. I'm like, really? Well, whatever.
It's funny when you don't think about it. Yeah. When you're doing them things.
You're just in the activity. You don't think about, you know, until the next day. But
I used the chainsaw over in our wooded part of our land.
I'm so jealous, but
a couple weeks ago.
I want to use a chainsaw.
It is easy. And when the whole time I was doing it, I thought, oh, Ange so could do this. It was much fun, though. I was looking, trying to find every twig and everything that
I know. Once I get started on a chainsaw, watch out, because I'm going to chainsaw everything. I am. I'm going to do it.
Oh, yeah. I was like I am with a sweeper. That every piece of dirt or something that I can suck up. I love using a sweeper because I love to see stuff go up to two.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was like, I'm with a chainsaw. Yeah, where Troy couldn't even use it then. Like, he was just picking up the shit that I was chopping, you know?
I love it.
Yeah. But the whole point of that, I was like, you with raking. I literally, my left arm, because I was holding that primarily the chainsaw. It was slightly heavy, yes. Yeah. So for like 3-4 days, I could barely move the arm.
Right. But it when you're in it, when you're doing it, you don't think about that at all.
Oh, yeah. I just want to keep going.
Yeah.
It was so much fun. So, yeah. You can get your chainsaw out and go do it.
I have it.
Now, I still would like you to let your son know or have him come outside with you. While you somebody just
keep an eye on me in case something horrible would happen.
Well, you don't have like a large wooded area like we do, but I think, gosh, if you cut something wrong and if you have something flip back at you, like a branch or something, or so many little things could happen.
You never know.
No, just so he knows that you're out there and keep an eye on you, but I think you can so do it.
I'm like, yeah, I've been going to chainsaw stuff.
Yeah. Well, there again, no, that's part of independence,
right?
So to speak, using tools. I have
those trees fall down off the side of my bank all the time. And I even had to pay people to come and cut them up. Well, I don't want to do that. I don't want to pay it. I have a chainsaw. I'm perfectly capable of doing that.
Oh, absolutely. They've already fallen. They're just laying on the ground. Yes.
Not right now, but if we have a really heavy storm and there's a lot of wind, every time those trees fall, because the ground has been so eroded on that side of the bank that all of their roots are exposed, and it just takes a little bit of breeze and those trees are falling down. No, not big trees, but it's enough to be a pain in the ass, and then it goes over the run, and and then I cut it up and use it for the fire pit.
Yeah, you could so do it. I'll be excited when you can get that out.
Yeah.
I mean, you've done some repairs at home and stuff on your own that you're very well independent.
Yes.
You can do yourself.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Hey, I said give me a toolbox and a YouTube video, and I can do anything.
Right.
And I have. I fixed my snowblower. I fixed my stove. What else have I fixed? I fixed my lawnmower. Changed the battery twice on my riding lawnmower. Yeah, I got it.
Yep. But you're right. You can go on YouTube and find anything you want.
You literally can find how to do anything. And I'm not even, wouldn't be shocked if there's how to do brain surgery on YouTube. I don't suggest you do that. Like, on your own. But you probably could find a video on how to do it on there. And I'm not even joking. Like, that is honest. You definitely don't want to do that. But you probably could find a video on how to.
Our dryer, the heating element keeps going out of it.
Mm.
I don't know how many times we have replaced that thing. We just did this, like, a month ago. Again.
It's out again?
It went out again.
Oh, geez.
But I think it was due to my son, who had about 3 loads in 1.
Oh, overheating it.
And I said to him, you cannot do that. So we had to have a conversation and a 101 on laundry. So hopefully that'll help.
Yeah.
And Troy and I, when that heating element first went out, and this was years ago, Yeah, we went to YouTube.
Yeah.
And then we order one right off of Amazon and we fix it. Certainly better than going out and spending, I'll figure out $700 for a dryer. I don't even know what they cost right now.
Yeah, they're expensive. But even to have somebody show up at your house to do it, you're going to pay $300 or $400 just for somebody to show up. And that isn't going to include the parts to fix it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's ridiculous. We are a jack of all trades, master of nothing around here.
Yeah. You have to do a lot of homework. Especially when you have a house. Mm-hmm. You have to be.
Absolutely. But if something were to happen to Troy, which, you know, I'm pretty handy with tools.
Right. He'd be fine.
I don't hesitate to go get the drill or anything out.
Yeah. So I think that's our message is don't be afraid to go on YouTube and figure out how to do it for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Save yourself some money. Give yourself a sense of accomplishment. It feels really good to do stuff for yourself.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You're like, I'm a shit. I can do
that. Well, then, not only that, though, you don't have to wait the time period it is to get somebody to come out.
Yeah.
It's hard to find anybody anymore for anything.
Yeah, trades are, it's just terrible. You can't find trade. People aren't going into trade stuff anymore. They really need to start doing that. Female construction company around here.
Oh my gosh, it'd be like the Hooters crew.
That would
Hooters be construction awesome. Crew.
That would be so awesome. I would hire them a heartbeat.
And you just hit on something.
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't know if we'll have to allow that to go through on this podcast because
we don't want anybody to know about it. We could do that.
We'd have to. Well, we could be the owners.
Exactly. And we're hiring all female carpenters, electricians, plumbers.
Yeah. So, is there anything you want to get off your chest tonight? Is there anything you want to bitch about?
Oh, my God.
That we can end tonight with?
I want to bitch about. You have something?
If I think hard enough, I will. Nothing comes to top of mind.
It's funny because if I'm in my car, like driving to and from work is when I usually, I'm talking to myself. Like I'm bitching about stuff. I just get it out. Nobody's listening to me because I'm in my car by myself, but I'm just like, you know, that really sucked. You know, whatever happened. And I just get it out and then I'm like, okay, I'm good. I try not to dwell on stuff. I know a lot of people do though. Like they dwell on things. I can't do that.
They do.
I don't have the energy for that.
And you had said before about yourself, though, sometimes you push people away with offer help. But you're also not one to just give your opinion and tell your thoughts to her if you get pissed off or something. You keep it to yourself. You just don't go off and unload Mm-mm. to somebody about something that pissed you off.
Right.
I am that way. I just, I'm like, you know.
Oh, I think one thing you should ask is, can you, if you're listening to this, let us know, like message me directly if you know who I am, or message the page, the Facebook page, or even on, they can even leave a review or something on the website,
right?
Let me know, we really would like to know what avenue you're using to listen to the podcast. Do you listen to iHeart? Do you listen on the webpage, or do you listen on Spotify?
Right, those are the three platforms.
Yeah.
That
we're really curious to know where most of the people listen to this from.
Yeah, because honestly, the only counter that we have available, which isn't completely reliable, doesn't give you actual spot-on specifics, is Spotify.
Right. The other two, we have no clue.
Yeah, you can't put a counter
right
on iHeart, and I haven't badgered my son long enough to ask him how to get a counter on our website.
Right.
So if you're willing to reach out, just do so. Or even have the Facebook page, too.
Yeah.
Which Ange is a queen at that. She runs the Facebook page. Takes her time to do that. And
everybody got a kick out of our big hair pictures.
They're nasty for my...
They're not.
That one's the motel. Oh, my God.
If you put a blonde wig on JT, I swear to God that you two would be twins. Because when I looked at that picture, I'm like, oh, my God, that looks exactly like her son.
That is so funny because I sent the picture to JT and told him what you said. And his response was, Do I really look like that?
Oh my god, well that's terrible. Is that one of those backhanded compliments?
Well,
that was mean.
I'm sure he wasn't just looking at the face.
Right.
He was looking at the hair. Oh my god.
That's so funny.
Alright. Well, everybody have a great week.
Yeah.
We'll see what we talk about next time.
Bye.
Bye.
For more information about us and future releases of our podcasts, please visit www.phuckitwere50.com.